bizarre. I don't know what you're doing, Sean, but that is disrespectful to Hanson.
What do you mean?
They are not a one-hit wonder.
Courtney, they are the definition of a one-hit wonder.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
I have no clue.
There's not a single song that they've ever performed other than that song that has ever topped any chart on the planet.
Well, did they have other hits?
Yes.
No.
This is not
yes,
my,
and you got to hear them on their show.
Not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I don't know.
Courtney, they are the definition of a one-hit wonder.
Like, this is not your wheelhouse, Greg.
Yeah.
And this is not my wheelhouse.
His wheelhouse? That's not nice.
Basketball is not Curtis's wheelhouse.
I've got a story right in front of me. Wiggy says if Ime Udoka was still the coach, the Celtics would not be losing.
And guess what? Joe Mazzulla proved me wrong. Prove me wrong. I admit I was wrong about Joe Mazzulla at the beginning.
I got to tell you something. I did not know that a throwaway line from you about Joe Mazzulla being the best coach currently in the NBA would create the backlash and the controversy that it has on the text line or in the Twitch chat.
I've never seen more uniform agreement with me ever on any topic
in my
life. Well,
that's because people have no clue. The Phoenix Suns, roster-wise, going into the season was viewed as a better roster than the Celtics.
Yeah, let's go back into the time machine. We're talking today, September 25th, 2024. The Celtics have the best roster in the NBA, and it ain't close.
You think it's not close?
Those who actually said eight to try and sound like a white blue-collar guy.
In the eyes of basketball people would tell you that the Celtics don't have they have a great roster. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
But we're saying, in the eyes of basketball people,
let's keep moving the conversation.
We're not moving the conversation. You're asking a bunch of homers, Curtis. I'm saying nationally.
You're the homer who says he's the best coach in the NBA.
Yeah, because he's proven
that. A year ago, you said he should be fired.
Of course, I was wrong. I was wrong about Joe Mazzulla.
That's a lot of growth in a year from fire to the best.
That proves Wiggy's point because we were all calling for Joe Mazzulla's job with a pretty similar roster. So
Wiggy and I agreed that Ime Udoka did more getting the team with Marcus Smart to within 3 wins of a championship than 2 wins of a championship than what Mazzulla did last year. We had that exact conversation.
No, we had
Wiggy said that
they would miss
Udoka because he was coaching and that players on the team wanted him because Mazzulla wasn't the right
guy.
And
I was wrong about how players feel about Joe
and
Mazzulla.
You're wrong about the Celtics not being the best team.
What did Mazzulla do that Ime couldn't do? Win a championship.
He won, yes.
He won, everybody on the same page.
Right, but Mazzulla took that team and they missed the NBA Finals the next year.
They did miss the NBA Finals.
Why did that happen?
Well, because Jason Tatum got hurt in Game 7 against...
So they got down 3-0, and that was not the coach's
fault? He climbed their way back, and then he got hurt in Game 7.
Wasn't there an issue, too, with the fact that he got hurt? It was all about managing Jason Tatum, and that would fall on the coach.
And the other issue
I think that's, like, to be on Team Curtis on this, you have to believe that the roster is it essentially in basketball, and that a coach really has.
But let's go back to Ime's year.
Can't Phoenix win?
Let's go to Ime's year as the head coach when they got within 2 games of a championship.
Yeah,
would you say that roster was the same as talented or less talented than the one that won the championship last year?
I would say that the roster that won last year was a little bit more talented, but not by much.
Yeah, okay, I agree. Much more talented. That's right.
No, not by much.
So who was the Porzingis on the Celtics?
Yeah, but you didn't have Porzingis for the majority of the playoffs.
You had him in the NBA Finals.
You had a one-legged Porzingis in the NBA Finals.
Who was your best player in games 1 and 2 at home?
He wasn't your best player in game one. Your best player in game one was Jrue Holiday.
Okay, then game one, he opened up that game and made it.
Game two, or whatever game, one of those games he had a big game.
The game that we watched in Springfield was
Curtis,
game one.
I understand. One of those games he had a big game, but Jrue Holiday was one of your guys.
Didn't Shime say Porzingis was going to be the MVP, and we came on the air and said, wow, Shime, what a call. He's going to be the MVP. I think that happened.
Let us not forget he had Ennis Freedom.
Yes, he did.
Right.
My favorite. The ones and the twos are interchangeable, okay, when you look around the NBA. To me, what he has been able to do with the 3 and the 4 and the 5, get that out of those guys on this team, that's coaching.
Right. That's what I give him credit for.
Right.
But
also where Eric Spoelstra is able to get that team with essentially just Jimmy Butler is – Like, I mean, that's
I give Spoelstra a good job for what he does. But even with the ones and the twos, it's still the coach that has to make sure he's getting those guys to buy in and getting the best out of the ones and the twos. You know, your top two players.
I mean, if you look at today's player, whether it's this sport or any other, we talk about it all the time, isn't what Joe Mazzulla did in dropping everything and flying to Paris to help Jason Tatum during the Olympics, isn't that a great move by a coach in this? It pains me to say it, but in this era that he's coaching in. Like,
yeah, but I don't doubt that Ime wouldn't do the same thing. But Joe Mazzulla, you can see how much the guys love him. It's the same, and we were worried that that was going to be the biggest difference after the Ime scandal. So it's a great call that Joe Mazzulla flew out and was able to be there for Tatum. And
Ime's issue was not the amount of love he had for those around him.
No, I think the players respected Ime, and I think Ime did a good job with those guys.
Yep.
But he wasn't unable to unlock player 3, 4, 5, 6, and maybe 7, like you said.
Can I ask you a question, Wiggy?
Don't forget 10, my guy Pete Pritch.
Yeah, Pete.
and for Greg, number 11 off the bench, 00. If Ime was the coach of the Celtics last year, do they win the championship, Wiggy?
I don't know.
No, I know. We don't know. It's a hypothetical. I'm asking you.
I can't answer that because I have no clue.
What are you talking about? This is all we do in sports radio.
No,
we
it's
do,
not
we
all
do
we do.
Hypotheticals.
So that would be me saying if Bill Belichick was the coach of this team, they'd be 2-1. I don't know.
Of course, people talk like that all the time.
I don't know.
The reason you're not answering is because you know the answer.
No, I don't know the answer.
Okay, Greg, let me ask you. If Ime was the coach of the Celtics last year, what do you think happened?
I think so, but I do think, Curtis, that you have to give Joe Mazzulla credit when
it comes to it's not taking credit away. It's asking about the same roster.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree that Ime Udoka took a less talented team to within 2 wins of a championship, right? We just agreed to that.
Yeah, but it's not by much.
Right, okay. So a more talented team without Marcus Smart, does Ime Udoka win a championship with the Celtics?
I would hope so.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
But that doesn't mean that's going to happen because look at the rosters on some of these teams.
Would Derek White have been the player that he was under Ime Udoka? I don't know. I give some credit to that
right.
to Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, but we're not. None of us are saying Ime Udoka is even close to being the best coach in the league right now.
I mean,
that's like.
Can you beat Wiggy's whole declaration about the best coach? Can you be it after winning a championship? Just one, I guess. I mean, do you need more body of work on that?
Here's what I would
forever
say.
Forever it was Phil Jackson. Then it was Popovich.
But it's
then
about
it was,
right now.
The better way to do it. The better way to do it, Courtney, and you might agree with this, the better way to do it is not say, well, you got Jason Tatum, you got this one, you got that one, you got this one. It would be take Mazzulla and put him as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Put him as head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Put him as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Would he elevate?
Would he be able to get those guys to buy in and win a championship? I think he would. That's why I say he is the best coach in the NBA.
What about we flip coaches in the NBA Finals? Which team wins the series? Jason Kidd with the Celtics or Joe Mazzulla with the Mavericks?
Joe Mazzulla with the Mavs. Because I think Jason Kidd made a ton of mistakes in that game.
That series wasn't even close.
And I think part of it was because he made a ton of mistakes in that game.
Wow, that's a shot at Tatum saying he'd lose if his coach changed.
No, I think Tatum's a great player, but I think Mazzulla would get more from Luka Doncic than Jason Kidd gets from him.
Honestly, best coach in the NBA right now is probably LeBron James. this is Joe. Joe? Hey, Joe. All right.
Well, he agreed with me.
Joe. He was agreeing.
Hello?
He agreeing? Oh, yeah. What's up, Joe?
Wiggy, Wiggy, please, buddy, please. Can you please stop while you're ahead, buddy? What? I've been listening to sports talk radio for 30 years. There's things that you say sometimes, honestly. I want to drive my car off the road.
I've been listening to it for
Wiggy,
20 years, too. So
for you to come on this radio station to say that the Boston Celtics does not have the best roster in the NBA is absolutely Ridiculous.
So, Joe, listen, clearly you weren't listening. Joe, clearly you weren't listening. He's got to be in his 70s because he's got massive wax buildup in his ears. Massive.
Oh, the ear thing?
Oh, he is so... I said that NBA prognosticators, like that word?
Yeah.
People who know a lot about the NBA, that cover the NBA, would say that the Celtics don't have the best roster overall.
But they do.
I think they do.
Yeah.
But there would be people who say they don't. If you were to ask Shaq that, or you were to ask Kenny Smith that, Charles Barkley, I'm talking about guys like that. So, Joe, clean the wax out of your ears. I think they have the best roster, but I said the majority of those NBA people would say they don't. They have a talented roster, yeah, but some people would say Milwaukee's roster is better. The only problem was Dame Lillard got hurt, or Giannis got hurt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying when I'm talking to NBA people. So, Joe, please, we love when you call, but I know a guy that can clean the wax out of your ears, and he'll do it for the donut.
All right, well, the quest to repeat begins Friday.
It does.
Oof.
Those guys are back in camp and ready to go, and thank God, based on the current situation sports-wise in this city, in this region.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 and Chime. I've been doing my research and just want to let you know that Hanson had at least three top 40 singles.
Oh,
can you name them?
Yeah, I just had them all up, actually.
Oh, no. Can you name them?
Well, one of them was Thinking of You, which was one of the ones that I said when we talked about it the first time. But I Will Come to You, Where's the Love in This Time Around also.
But did you when I played that song, did you know any of those songs off the top of your head?
I just said to you, Thinking of You was one of the ones that I said I knew that song.
I was talking about the other ones. Did you just read off the...
Not by name. I would
okay,
have to go listen.
Okay, that's what I thought. One hit one.
One hit wonder, but they made a top 40, so.
One hit wonder.
Okay. Somebody else needs air, nose, and throat. I can help y'all with to get the wax out.
Haven't you learned not to come at Skinny Shine?
Skinny
he
Shine.
Is very aggressive.
And you know what? The disrespect, because somebody was like, oh, Shine must be in the bathroom. He's not there. And I went in the Twitch and I said, he is actually in the studio. He's so skinny, you can't see him in the frame.
Nice.
So I give a lot of compliments to Shine.
Thank you. I give you compliments too. I'm just saying, you know. One
you're
hit.
On your own. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings. Final score 6-5 yesterday. That's their fourth win in a row. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I'll start. People will hate this, but Todd McShay needs to take a lap because he came at Travis Kelce saying that his off-season antics, him traveling the country, traveling the world to see his girlfriend play, is the reason that he's fallen off this season.
He's not wrong.
What are we talking about? There are so many players that come in after doing really bad things in their lives. Deshaun Watson fell off after tons of women claimed that he was sexually assaulting them. And everyone's like, what happened to Deshaun Watson? The fact that Travis Kelce's out living his life and you're going to say that's the reason. Travis Kelce's going to be fine. Come playoffs, you're all going to be biting your tongue.
I have to say, I hate to agree with Wiggy, but OBJ was a punchline because of one photo on a boat before a playoff game. Travis Kelce has been basically OBJ for a full year.
It's a hot boy summer for Trav.
And if you do that, that's fine. But if you don't back it up.
All right. Anybody else to put in timeout?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm going to go with Courtney on this one. I'm going to put Shime in timeout here because I just did a little quick Google. And the Hansons, they have one number one hit.
Yes, Wiggy, Courtney already read off the Google page. That's why I said, could you name them prior to that?
Duck, go it.
They had six top 10 hits. So I think that, I feel like when you're a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, you only have one hit.
Yeah.
It's in the name.
And then the rest of your songs are not even like in the top 100.
Right.
So to be.
Hanson's a one-hit wonder.
To have 10, six or have six top 10 hits in the Billboard. Courtney, I'd have to rock with you on this.
Just like Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in basketball, Hanton is a one-hit wonder.
And I would just...
In advance of him coming on the show tomorrow, I'm going to put Craig Breslow in timeout.
Ooh.
Because this team was performing fantastically prior to the trade deadline. And you're going to finish this season most likely just a couple games out of that wild card spot. And you didn't do what you needed to do at the deadline to improve this team, especially when it came to pitching. And so that's who I'm putting in timeout.
I thought you were going to say Billy O'Brien for not giving you some merch.
Well, we'll talk to Billy O'Brien about that tomorrow morning.
I would like to put every person who wasted their breath and their story space on Brady being awful in the booth as Netflix. We discussed earlier, they didn't call Greg Olson, everybody's sweetheart. They called Tom Brady because they wanted that buzz in their booth on Christmas. And that's not what happened.
Well, Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
The Twitch chat is just awesome. Oh, by the way, on Twitch, you can see James having an acai bowl yesterday, Greg. We were twitting with you. Oh. I don't know if Mitch has it, but while we're waiting, 61 degrees. And cloudy, afternoon high of 66, and there he is. He loves the acai. We get the Powerball.
Oh, yum.
Oh, look
at that. The Powerball's thick.
Yeah.
He's got the peanut butter all over his cute little mouth.
I mean, he is just a wonder. That's the weather, and I hope everybody goes outside and breathes the fresh air.
Isn't that Blink 182?
Sure is.
They're not a one-hit wonder.
Not Wiggy, if we're going by technicalities. Greg, they go by Billboard Top 40 hits, correct? All the Small Things is their only Billboard Top 40 hit. Their highest next song peaked at 42, unfortunately. So technically, if you want to go by technicalities, they're a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonders are vibes, not necessarily just technicalities, people. Figure it out.
So one-hit wonder is technically you got to be top 40s on Billboards.
I mean, it's really the Billboard 100. Like, they chart 100 songs.
Okay.
But, I mean, I guess Shime is sort of correct.
I'm shocked that What's My Age Again is 58.
Correct. And the 42, I believe, was I Miss You?
Yep.
Miss
and
You?
Then The Rock Show, 71, and Up All Night, 65.
But they're not a band that you would call a one-hit wonder.
My point. Hanson is a band you would call a one-hit wonder. Because outside of Courtney, nobody knows another song by Hanson.
Are you looking in the Twitch? There are a lot of people saying that Hanson's
Yeah, because they went and Googled it because you called me on it.
No, they did it immediately.
Okay. Somebody is really triggered. By
no, my point
I'm
is
wrong, and I will do better moving forward.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, if like they are
in the Twitch
Mbop chat. Is a one-hit wonder.
Jackson warming up in the bullpen. I would say this, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but doesn't this appear to happen now when there is a food drop? Shime is 0-60 very fast.
No, like, I'm great.
It's a little bit of hangry, which is, I mean, God love you. You look awesome. You look spectacular.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, I'm great.
Okay. Well, I noticed you came in and got some food yesterday when Time Out Market was here, but you didn't come in and get any today when Kings was here.
Yeah, I just wanted a little bit of mac and cheese yesterday.
I see. Okay.
That's all.
Well, that's because you guys put a video up of him and he was scared that if he came, he's probably like, damn.
I don't get scared.
Not scared in the sense like you're scared to do it, but he's like, if I go in there, they're going to clown me again and I don't really want
Jackson
that.
Jackson also showed restraint today. He waited probably 5 minutes. After the food came in.
5 minutes seems like a stretch.
I was proud of him.
All right. Tomorrow, we are doing the show from Foxwoods. And we will be joined by Bill O'Brien at 6:45, the head coach of Boston College football. And by the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, at 9:00. And by PGA Tour professional Jake Knapp with us tomorrow at Foxwoods at 9:20. This is Joe from Haverhill. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going? I'm just calling because I wanted to just inform Shime that Blink 182 is not a one-hit wonder band. They have so many good songs. They have The Rock Show.
Yes,
they
Courtney just read off the chart to you. They only had one top 40 hit. Therefore, they are a one-hit wonder. By technicality, they are a one-hit wonder. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, by top 40, but there is many hits they have.
Joe, thank you for making my point. No one on the planet considers Blink 182 a one-hit wonder. By all technicality, they are. Hanson, by all technicality, not a one-hit wonder, but everybody considers him a one-hit wonder because the only song anybody knows by Hanson is "Mmm Bop." That is my ultimate point.
Right, but they technically have more songs.
That song is annoying. I would consider Hanson a one-hit wonder, right. But Blink 182. Definitely not. Joe. By far one of my favorite bands.
Joe, what do you do for work?
I cut concrete for a living.
Ooh, so if I come and say, that's not cut properly, can I come criticize you at work too?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
So
good
Shine,
to know. I'll come heckle you sometime too.
So Shine, in your world, you're right where it is,
yep.
Top 40.
Correct.
But Hanson would technically in the actual world be not a one-hit wonder because they had multiple songs that were in the top 40.
Sure. Technically, okay. By technicality, Hanson, not a one-hit wonder. By vibe, absolutely a one-hit wonder.
But Blink 182, by your terms, and based on what it says for one-hit wonder, the top 40 charts, Blink 182 would be a one-hit.
Just like OAR, a band that Greg and I both love. Technically, a one-hit wonder. The only song they've ever had that charted was Shattered. That's it. They've never had another song chart.
Acknowledge you were wrong, and Hanson's on a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, by vibe, they are.
Oh, well.
Did not know that.
So they apply to this day.
No, that's
so
really vibe. That really depends on the person. But
no. It's true.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
What time will you be showing up on the site to critique Joe on his?
Ooh, I gotta go critique a couple other people. Probably like 1:30, just after lunch.
Okay. All right. You gonna wear the yellow vest or
no?
Just the work boots and
that concrete's not smooth enough on the edges. John.
I want to be able to sue if any physical harm comes my way.
Oh my god!
This is Marcus from Roxbury. Hello, Marcus.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Marcus?
Thanks for taking the call. I have to say that I agree with Curtis because watch Inside the NBA and I watch First Take quite a bit. And all year, Stephen A. Smith, Monica McNutt, all of those guys, Zach Lowe, they had the Celtics wire to wire. And they were saying that once they had gotten Drew Holiday, all bets was off. They had the best roster. They said it just recently, too. When you say national pundits, those guys are national. They all said it, even Barkley.
I beg to differ. I think Stephen A. Smith picked the Mavs.
Right. And Marcus, here's
Stephen A. Smith is not an NBA insider.
Marcus, here's something for you.
I am.
October October 23rd, 2023, NBA insiders, power rankings of the best teams in the NBA. Number one, the Denver Nuggets. Number two, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Now we're doing power rankings obscure dates.
No, this is the best roster, right? Yes. So when they broke down the rosters and Milwaukee had Giannis, Lillard,
right.
Chris Milton.
In 2023, Wiggy says if Ime was
and
the coach, the Celtics wouldn't be losing.
Number three were the Boston Celtics. So NBA insiders going into last season, at the beginning of the season, had the Boston Celtics as the third best roster in the NBA, not the first.
Okay, and in the playoffs, when the playoffs begin.
I rest my case.
I rest my case,
if you need
Your
help
Honor.
For the line, it doesn't
no,
always
I want
the defense it. Rests.
The defense rests. I like that one.
Who has
Sean.
The best roster in the NBA right now?
Right now, me personally, I would say the Celtics. God. But I'll wait till see what the national.
What does Woj say?
Well, Woj is not. Woj bombs.
Can we talk about Woj for a second?
Can you ask him when he's at the urinal with his phone in his hand? Can you ask him who has the best roster?
We have become so effing soft.
Preach.
Like, you are Woj, okay? And this is no disrespect to Woj, Jeff Passan, Adam Schefter, but whoever is anointed the chief newsbreaker of each sport at the worldwide leader immediately all of a sudden becomes Woodward and Bernstein. You want to know why? Because ESPN pays $2 billion a year to each of those networks, to each of those organizations. So Adam Schefter gets info, Woj gets info, and Jeff Passan gets info. This thing that he couldn't have a family because he was getting texts about NBA breaking news,
Curtis,
is so...
as a newsbreaker here, I can understand where he's coming from. It is hard.
It's so pathetic. Like, people that actually work for a living bitching about this guy having to tweet from his smartphone.
If he wants to retire and go coach or be the... that run the basketball operations in college, I love it. Great for him.
Good for him.
But to use the excuse or to have Schefter on your behalf talk about how miserable the job is because people are texting you in the middle of the night with a potential Woj bomb is...
Yeah, I think we see this all the time,
it's
though.
It's just weird,
with people that work in media that want to move on because they feel like they can't have a life. Like, that's... I'm not surprised.
Like, ask the concrete guy if he has a life.
No.
It's so ridiculous, though.
I'm just saying, the grass is always greener
this is
for
the
everybody.
Greatest, if you're able to work in... I use the finger quotes on work. If you're able to work in media... It's the greatest life there is.
Woj works his whole life in much more difficult circumstances for newspapers, for St. Bonaventure, for all these podunk towns to get to the point where he is now the number one newsmaker in all of the NBA. The hard work's done. Just like you work overnights, you did the 5 years with the ACC network in North Carolina, Courtney. This job is probably less work, quote unquote, than that was. But there's more stress, there's more things that go with it, but the notion that that is in some way a unsustainable lifestyle is obscene.
I bet Woj is getting a nice paycheck, too.
Well, he was, you mean. Yeah. I don't think he's getting a great paycheck.
I bet St. Barney's is giving him a good paycheck.
Well, define that.
How much do you think he was getting at ESPN?
I bet he was $4 or $5 million
I bet he's making.
He's not making that to run a college basketball.
I bet he's making
program.
Close to $1 million to run St. Bonnie's.
Right, great, that's good for him.
That would be hard to walk away from.
To
keep your phone, on your shower wall while you're showering. Yeah, I think
it's just
crazy.
And the average person is laughing at you, like the average person who's up at 6. Packing lunch for the kids, trying to figure out how to get them to the school bus, then going to work and not getting home until 7:30 is laughing. Like,
hey, you preaching to the choir, brother. I work two jobs and got 15,000 to coach.
That's right, and they lied about it.
Right. No, I was working at Brockton from 11 to about 8 at night.
Uh-huh.
But isn't it crazy how people in the media are talking about it like it's this valiant, brilliant decision by Woj. Like, nobody knows better than people that work in this business about what Woj has to do. And yes, I'm sure there is a dinner or two that's interrupted where you go, okay, be right back. And then you're back for the, 3 minutes later. You take a walk to the restroom and go back to the table. The notion that that is some insane workload is so ridiculous.
I mean, think about that. High school coaching is tough.
Speaking of the hours.
Pressure. You got to win football games.
Are you taking the gray bike to Foxwoods tonight?
No, okay. I could never do that.
You're going to Foxwoods, though.
I am going
to
Foxboro.
You know, it's Foxwoods, not Foxboro.
How long is that drive?
Like 2 hours.
A couple hours.
But I got to show. I'm going to Foxwoods in style. Thanks to my man, John Gotti of Auto Body. For hooking me up.
You almost screwed up the two people you plug the most.
Right.
Johnny Bart.
No, I didn't.
You almost said Johnny Bart.
What's this for?
Adam. He's at Accurate Collision in Everett.
Yeah.
So if you ever need any help with your vehicles, I got to take my car in because I got my truck because there's a windshield needs to be worked on.
So does he do scratches?
He does everything. Scratches. He'll buff it right out.
Will you put me in touch?
I will put you in touch.
What are you driving?
Hopefully I'm driving them one of the Bentleys he's got.
Oh.
If you show up tonight in a Bentley,
That's what I'm hoping to drive. So
let me tell you something. If you pull up to Foxwoods in the Bentley, you will get the valet parking because they will think you're a whale.
That's it.
And I mean whale in the betting sense, not your appearance.
Either one works for me, Greg. As long as my valet's free.
Oh, we know the car work will be.
So you're gonna arrive today.
Style.
You gotta tell me what time you're coming because I'll get it on Instagram.
All right,
you pulling up in the B wagon.
I'm hoping that. So Adam, aka John Gotti of Auto Body, if you're listening, the Bentley Flying Spur, if available, I'd like that, please. Okay. But I'll be leaving at like 12
o'clock.
Does that
thing come with a handicap placard?
No, I don't think you need it. You just park those anywhere. You can park I'll put that thing on the sidewalk. Right. Come on, let's be honest.
Oh,
I'm leaving at 12.
It's Bean Shooter?
No. Bean Shooter's my guy, but that's no.
That's
John.
He was plugging him, too. Sorry.
Yeah. So he takes care of everybody. So I'll hook you up after
the
show.
Please do.
Greg, what time are you leaving? I'm leaving at like 12.
Yeah. I have a meeting, and then I have my week, my biweekly haircut at 2 p.m.
And our boy Leon just hit us up, too. I didn't realize that Caitlin Clark's going to be down there tonight. They're playing.
She is?
Yeah, the Suns are playing tonight.
Oh, why are we not going? At Mohegan?
Yeah, why are we not going?
Let's go to the game.
How far away is that?
It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it's that far.
Oh, let's do it.
You want to do
and
that?
And I guess Steve Burton, his daughter's the point guard.
Yeah.
For.
All right.
Huh?
That's fantastic.
So let's hit
let's that see
up.
If we can work into a free hotel stay with the free car work and tickets for Caitlin Clark. So, all on the donut.
So Connecticut Sun, if you're listening, how many? What do we need?
Just four seats. Yeah,
four seats.
Yeah,
four. And Doug.
Yeah.
Four floor seats.
Yes, four floor seats.
Thank
to
you.
Check out Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that would be great. Let's do personal. That. I would love to do that tonight.
Is
and then we'll
coming?
Get a night.
Huh?
Is Lynn's coming?
Lindsay's not coming. Right. She has work to do.
And then we'll get a video of Caitlin Clark going up and down the court, especially when she gets
with
hacked.
With a black eye, too.
Yeah, when she gets hacked, and then we'll tag Dave Portnoy in it.
I'm concerned, though, that when I'm...
The Portnoy love affair with Caitlin Clark is a
he
little
He loves
odd.
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. He's loved her for a while.
Yeah. El Presidente.
I'm a little concerned, though, that when you pull up to Foxwoods in the Bentley, they're going to think you're there for a freak-off.
Did he freak off?
Hey. Is that possible?
I mean, anything is possible.
I need to know, like, what time we have to be there, where are we having dinner, what time is draft. Yeah, we'll I need, like, itinerary.
We'll why don't you go see Ken about
what time are you leaving to go there?
I was going
to
leave at 2.
That's fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Are we gonna play blackjack?
I was going to play.
Okay.
Taking out 100 bones. Big day.
Oh, big day for you, Curtis.
Ooh.
Ooh, we got tickets online. Not too shabby. We could
yeah, but we
there.
Need freebies.
How much are they?
Right now, for the get-in price is $20.
Yeah, that's it? For Caitlin Clark?
Those are nosebleeds, I bet.
Yeah. I thought she had box. Totally, like, sold out the WNBA everywhere.
Yeah, I thought that, too.
The second we talked about going, the tickets plummeted.
Yeah. But it's also a series, so you have multiple times to see
Let's
her.
Get floor seats, though. Yeah. That's what we want. Floor seats, and I'll bring the baby oil.
Okay.
Oh. Shout out to my man. What's his name? Nolan's 114 on.
What is going on?
Nolan's.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. On the Twitch, he said, bring the baby oil,
no,
Wiggy.
No, please don't.
I mean, how do you lotion up? Don't you use baby oil?
Okay, do you bring that in yourself, or do you ask the valet to carry all your baby oil in? I mean, I feel like that's a little suspicious.
Hey, can you get those 500 cases of baby oil for me? Take it up to the penthouse.
Right, and I have a tarp also. If you don't mind.
Oh. That's why nobody could get away from Diddy parties, because the floor was too slick.
Okay.
You're right about that.
Get over here, Meek Mill.
Oh, God.
Meek's trying to get away. He's slipping like crazy, like Bambi on ice.
All right. We'll be right back. Good one, Chime. Great one to finish today.
What Credit, the heck?
That's driver's seat.
Yeah, sniffing tears, not a one-hit wonder.
Yes. Okay, yeah. What said Fred in the Twitch chat gets credit for that
All right.
request
All right.
before we go this morning, right. which I'm sad about.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very fun show this morning. This is Virginia from Rhode Island. Hello, Virginia.
Hello, how are you?
What's up?
Well, I was calling about the Caitlin Clark. Here I am again calling you about Caitlin Clark, and you guys should go. It's like 10, 15 minutes away from Foxwoods.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there, so hopefully I'll see you.
Okay.
But the problem is why it's cheap is because it's her second game. I don't know if you know, but it's a three-game series, and she lost the first game. And she kind of played lousy, which she said. She goes, I played lousy. She's owned up to it. And hopefully she'll rebound and they'll take it back to Indiana for game 3.
Yeah, so they are facing elimination then.
Yeah.
The Indiana Fever this evening.
That's
at
2 out of 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll have our seat on the floor.
The Suns are good.
Right.
What was that?
I said hopefully we'll have our seats on the floor. Feet on the floor, we'll be courtside. We'll take pictures.
Uh-huh.
Come say hello.
We'll take pictures.
Yeah. Sign some autographs. I'll bring some 8x10s.
Okay. All right.
So Connecticut Suns, PR people, if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
get in touch with Ken Laird.
Maybe post-game, Drake May will be waiting because he wants to meet the GOAT. And that will be Caitlin Clark, I guess, according to him. This is Ken. Ken, hello.
I'm here. Sorry. I was on hold.
It's
hey, good morning, everybody.
Ken, it's fine.
I'm just getting ready for work.
I got to tell you, this is the best that Ken has sounded on this radio station in a long time.
Don't stress about it. What's up?
Yeah, it's all good. So, Shime, love you. Love all you guys. Wiggy, nice shirt. I get it.
Great shirt.
It makes me laugh my a off every time I see that meme.
One of the greatest movies of all time, The Town. The greatest.
Yeah.
Kid, don't ask me any questions.
Pregnant. Yep. My mom was pregnant when she was 17. Had me when she was 18.
Yeah.
In 1975, Star Wars came out and on May 25th. I was born on May 25th, and my mother named me Kenny Baker, who is R2-D2.
Nothing wrong with that. What if she would have named you Chewbacca?
Wait, she named you after the...
Well, I talk like Chewbacca. I'm like you. I say Florida, pizza.
Wait a minute.
I do all that stuff.
Kenny Baker is the actor who is in the R2-D2 costume, or that was the because R2-D2.
No, he was in the thing.
He was the actor.
Right.
Wait, yeah, R2-D2 is not real?
No, you mean C-3PO? R2-D2 just beeps.
Beep beep. Yeah, C-3PO is the gold one.
C-3PO is
that's who she named me after.
Okay, after who? You don't even know who you're named after. You don't even know who you're named after.
Yeah, I was named after R2-D2.
Well, then because
my mother loves Star Wars so much.
Yeah, he's right. Kenny Baker did portray R2-D2.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was an actual dude in R2-D2. I knew there was a dude in C-3PO.
Yes, he was actually in it.
Huh. But that's not bad.
And I almost believe he was also in, what's the one with the four characters there? On
City Slickers?
Sideways?
The Goonies.
No, not the Goonies.
I'm not going to have the Merlot.
Batman?
No.
Stand by me.
Wow. Can we redo this?
Yeah, but what if she would have named him R2-D2? He wouldn't be cool with that. She named him after the guy who played the character. We're talking about like people actually naming their kid R2-D2 or Chewbacca.
What if he had named her? What if he had been named Kenobi?
And Curtis, I am not drinking any effing Merlot. That's the line. Get it right.
Okay, I didn't think I could say F.
No, you can say F.
All right, we gotta go.
Oh God,
I know. Sad.
Quick one.
Sad.
Can't wait to hang out with you all tonight.
Yes, we'll see you tonight.
Have fun, guys. See you on Friday.
We will be back tomorrow morning with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, and Jake Knapp from the PGA Tour with us at Foxwoods tomorrow, and Craig Breslow, and who knows what else.
I do a great Chewbacca. I do a great Chewbacca. I feel like Chewbacca and Tony Montana, Scarface, my wheelhouse.
Could you give us another one?
One more.
That's fantastic.
I do a great Chewbacca. And that was played by Peter Mayhew.
Well done.
One more. I need one more. Hat trick.
All right, Wiggy. Great strain today. Really.
Chewbacca Wiggins.
Right. Talk to you from Foxwoods at 6. Thank you for your patronage.